Tensions remain high in Nigeria following Sunday's suicide bomb attack on the Catholic cathedral in Bauchi town, which killed one woman and one child. At least 45 other people were wounded in the blast, many of them critically, and the death toll is expected to rise. It was the second attack on Christians in the town within the space of a week. On the preceding Sunday, four gunmen opened fire indiscriminately at a building where people generally gather in the evening to relax and play cards. Five people died on the spot, and four more died later in hospital. Dr. Kataza Gondwe is the team leader for Africa and the Middle East at Christian Solidarity Worldwide. She spoke to Vatican Radio about how Christians are responding to the violence.
The current situation in northern and central Nigeria is that you have this Islamist militia, Boko Haram, really waging war not just against the federal government, which it wants to overthrow and institute a Sharia of their kind state, but also against every vestige of what they consider Western influence. And unfortunately, they consider Christianity a Western religion. So there have been numerous attacks on churches that have led to a heightened sense of security. In Bauchi yesterday in the morning at around 9 a.m. when morning mass was underway at the Catholic Cathedral there, a suicide bomber tried to gain entry into the cathedral. And when he was denied, because churches now do not allow people to park within the grounds of their buildings because of this very thing, the bomb exploded outside the building, killing a woman and a child and also the bomber. But apart from that, at least 40 people. I'm seeing in some areas reported up to 48 people were injured by this bomb. And some of them have sustained life-threatening injuries and which may result in death. So that was what happened on Sunday.
And this was not the first attack in Bauchi. Can you put this in context? I understand that just a few days before that, there was a shooting that was also apparently directed at Christians in Bauchi last week.
Yeah, and to put that even into further context, on the afternoon of the previous Sunday, press agencies in Kano State had received a letter or an email from Boko Haram basically warning them that they were being a bit too Christian or pro-Christian, and if they weren't careful, they would face attack. Now, within this, the context of this warning, there was also the statement that as we embark on missions to avenge the insults done against our precious Muhammad, or words to that effect. And they also commended those who killed the ambassador, the American ambassador in Libya, and said this was something that should be emulated. And that they themselves were embarking on revenge attacks because of this film. Now, this message was received at precisely 3:17 in the afternoon last Sunday. And then in the evening, gunmen, four of them, descended on a Christian area, and particularly a relaxation place where people gathered to play cards and just to relax, and opened fire indiscriminately. Five people killed on the spot and four died later. And that also brought a sense of panic to Bauchi. Unfortunately, even in Bauchi, on several occasions, there have been attacks on Christians, and afterwards, seems that the government has not seriously taken action to protect the people. And that is what's concerning a lot of the Christians there today, that they want the government to take effective action for their protection. This is the state government as opposed to the federal government, by the way.
And thus far, it really, this has been going on throughout, especially the north of Nigeria, for several months now. Are any steps being taken? Is there any sort of improvement or anything that can be expected from the security forces to help address this situation?
Well, in terms of improvement, I would say there was a bit of improvement because basically the Nigerian military has been deployed in several areas to clamp down, really, on the activities of Boko Haram. And it's funny that after they sent that threat to the media houses of Kano, the next day a key Boko Haram leader was actually caught by the military, tried to run away, was shot, and three others were held. So there's progress being made because you have checkpoints everywhere. And it seems after taking these other Boko Haram leaders into custody, the following day, the security services raided what looked like the main headquarters of Boko Haram in Kano. And they had been threatening renewed attacks in Kano. And they found a lot of armaments, even satellite dishes. I mean, things that are really a command and control center they found there. So there are advances being made, but there's a limit to how much protection you can give remote areas, especially when you don't know where these people are going to strike. So I think the federal government is doing what it can. Although there are planes, for example, in Borno State, in where the headquarters of Boko Haram used to be and where there's a lot of Boko Haram activity, that some of the security forces are just as brutal as Boko Haram in their crushing of the activity, and civilians are suffering. However, it has limited some of the you know, damage that Boko Haram was doing, because at one stage it seemed they had a free hand to attack at will. But as I say, it's difficult to protect when you don't know where these people will hit next.
And finally, how are Christians responding to what's, you know, now almost weekly violence against them? How are Christians as a community responding, and how can Christians throughout the world express their solidarity with the people in Nigeria?
Well, I mean, Christians are the ones that I was there just recently, and basically, you know that if you go to church, that may be your last day. So there's a real deepening of the faith, contrary to what I think was hoped by those people who are attacking. There's a real deepening, and there's also almost an increase of people going to church, almost in defiance of the fear that they may feel. But there is that anxiety, and they are calling for prayer, because they feel this is the only real protection that they will get. Because in states, certain states like Bauchi and Yobe, the state government has been totally unhelpful in terms of protecting them adequately. And I don't know why this has happened in these two particular states, but that is what the state of affairs is. And they really do need the prayers of the people, because they feel that God will be their only protection. But another way of helping, when these bombs happen, they destroy buildings that have been taken, you know, years to put up, and a lot of resources. And people need help. There has to be some help in reconstruction. I visited the Catholic Bishop of Zaria, where bombs took place, I think in July or June. And his house has a crack in the wall from top to bottom, which could fall on him at any time, because that's where his bedroom is. But they can't get the money together to, I think it'll need a whole new house, really, because it seems to be right down to the foundations. But there's no finances there to actually rebuild them. So people are, you know, bravely going to church and giving what they can, but they really do need help with reconstruction, with medication, purchase of medication, and also with prayer. So together with the prayer, if people can give practical help, that would be really helpful.